Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update, this week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, ladies.
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12,
13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Okay, let's go back to the COVID conversation.
The COVID convo.
I actually, some texter pointed this out, and I'm thinking maybe that's where it came from. I have psoriasis now from probably COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I thought you never had COVID.
No, yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
He had COVID? Yes, he did.
You did.
Did you have a stroke, Scary?
Am I the only person here that's never had COVID?
Oh, Scary. Jesus. Scary.
No, you've had
six
COVID.
Times. You just didn't test that time. Remember a couple weeks ago? Let's not even
All right,
go
let's
there.
Move past that.
No, who's everybody voting for?
Yeah.
My How favorite, about the- though, my favorite was Scary testing like a week after the fact. He's like,
no, it was like 10 guys, days. Look, right. guys, negative.
Look, guys, it's negative. I'm like, oh, no shit, Sherlock.
What strand is it now? The 11th, 12th?
I had it twice. So
you had it twice within like 3 months.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I had it twice within 3 months. So don't say you can't. And I asked the doctor that. I said, I don't understand. I thought I couldn't get it again. He goes, Danielle, there's so many different kinds out there that just because you got one doesn't mean you can't get the other ones in a month or two later.
So. That's what my doctor said. So he's like, you know, we're discovering new things about this every day. Literally every day a paper is being published about this with new findings, new long-term effects. I mean, it's probably the most studied disease ever. Period.
It's also really fascinating how people react to it. And when they don't get all of the answers to everything immediately, they just disregard any information. I'm not saying that's scary, but I'm just saying that some people, they think that, you know, we can Google everything now. We have every answer to everything. But this is new to most, I mean, everybody, really. So, of course, information is going to change. And, of course, we're going to get different guidance than we originally started with. So it's really showing how inflexible people have become just expecting to have every answer to everything.
And the first, and it's crazy how it's different every time too. Like the first time I got it, I thought I was dying. My head, my,
horrible.
I mean, this time I'm more exhausted than I've ever been since having it, but it was more of a really, really terrible head cold. So it just depends on how it hits you and, you know, whatever. But like, you know, who knows?
Both times for me were like a cold, like a tough cold.
Well, and weren't you saying something about your period?
Yes. Also, before we go down this path, does this make you guys uncomfortable?
What a transition, by the way.
Listen, I don't have them. I would like to know if I have a problem with mine. So I'm glad that you noticed a problem with yours.
Yeah. So right after I got COVID the first time, my period was 3.5 weeks late and it freaked me out because I am like a clock and I couldn't figure out what's going on. Of course, I took pregnancy tests. It's coming back negative. I talked to my doctor and my doctor said a lot of people were having this same response right after. And when we brought it up on the air, the amount of text messages we got that were saying, oh my God, me too. And I never put those things together. But my doctor said that when your body is under a lot of stress, whether you actually felt it or not, because like I said, for me, it was pretty much like a cold. But it's because my body was fighting that whole time. And that stress can do all kinds of things to your cycle. And Deanna was talking about how hers is off a little bit now, too.
Really?
I don't know if she's there.
Turn the camera back on yourself.
I can come to over here, though.
Oh, hi, Deanna.
Hi. Yeah. So I'm a 3-time COVID champion.
I think you have the record in the room,
by
the way.
You win, Deanna.
I know, I think I do. Yeah, and like Danielle, too, it was different each time. The first time, I thought I was going to die. Like, I was sick for like 30 days, had a fever for 25 days. It was horrible. Second time was nothing, just a headache. Third time, pretty sick, but didn't last as long. And yeah, my period has been off and like losing all my hair. Like, I don't like ever lose hair like that. And like, I literally can go like this and like get chunks out. Like, it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Here comes number 4.
Hi. Oh, stop it.
So it's scary. Get away from her right now.
Scary, I swear.
Remember when we couldn't joke about that? Yeah. That was only about six
too
months
soon.
Ago.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Now, a guy question, though, like when you say is your period delayed or is it just like, do you set a new like track or I don't know?
So, I mean, I think everybody is different and everyone has like different cycles. I'm totally back to normal where I can tell you the date that it's going to happen and it happens on that date. But that first time after, I was just 3 weeks late. So then it just started, like the cycle started all over again, but 3.5 weeks later, which is a really long time for women to not get your period.
Well,
and
was
not
there a chance that you would have been pregnant? I mean,
listen, there's always a chance.
Oh, wow. Playing with fire over there.
I may have COVID. My period's late.
Scary.
Scary is such an ass.
All right. I know
Scotty
B has a lot of questions about this subject. So, Scotty, let's go to you for all your questions.
I don't really have questions. It's just that, you know, I have two girls and it's going to be coming up.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm going to have to stay strong.
What do you mean you're going to have to
stay
strong?
It's a part of life.
Get a life, man.
Stay strong.
No, look, I'm happy to go buy all the necessary items. I love shopping, so I'm going to...
You'll get the cheapest tampons ever, girls.
Oh, God. Yes, please don't.
No.
That's the one place. Yes,
I know you can't cheap out on that. Okay, no cardboard. I got it. I know. You can't cheap out.
No coupons for tampons.
Oh, yes.
No.
Absolutely. You stock up.
There are still deals. But does it make you guys all uncomfortable? Like, because the girls on the show, we have no problem talking about it to each other and in front of all of you.
No, we're all adults here.
Scotty seems a little skeeved out.
Why would you be uncomfortable?
Why are you so skittish?
No, I'm not. It's, you know, it's just me and blood, but I'm not going to see it.
Right.
I'm not
going to
see it, so it doesn't matter. You know?
It's part of life.
Right.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
It happens. I'm convinced I get like a man period occasionally. Because I get...
Well,
I think,
say that you guys do.
Yeah. Because I know I'll get irritable and I guess bloated a little bit every once in a while. Do you get that, Scary?
No, but sometimes my left boob's bigger than my right boob.
That's from the that's from the
I think that's from eating, Scary. I think that's too many cookies and scones.
No, I guess if I'm being honest, I guess I have a little, sometimes I have some mood swings. But I always tie that to the weather and the glue. Like a gloomy, dreary day like this. I'm
not that explains your one boob being
antsy and anxiety.
Not to the donuts?
I don't tie the mood.
Yes, period weather.
Yeah. Or the spikes in sugar. No,
they call
I don't
it
know.
Irritable
I don't know
male
if it's tied.
Syndrome.
I'm not saying it's not tied to that. Who knows? You know, I haven't done enough research on it. So.
Obviously. How about any?
It's
Scotty,
called menstruation.
Menstruation.
Yeah, it's menstruation. Do you menstruate, Scotty?
I think everybody does to some extent. You know, everybody's got a crappy day, and that could be, you know,
I think it's a hormone level thing, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Because that's a big part of... the period, right? Because I know my wife is more irritable right before it happens and more emotional. Does that still happen for you? Danielle?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. I mean, I also had thyroid cancer. Mm-hmm. So that really messed things up with my period. So I was never regular. I could go 2 months and not have it and then have it, you know, in two weeks and then 2 weeks later. It was crazy. But it was just my way of life because I had thyroid cancer and it kind of imbalanced everything.
Oof. That I ever experienced was actually when I was taking birth control. I hated it. I mean, you guys know me. You've been around me every day now for 4 years. I don't have mood swings, but when I was taking those damn hormones for my birth control, I could tell you the week before it was coming because I would watch a commercial and either get devastatingly sad or devastated, or I would become outraged by absolutely nothing. Like my boyfriend would breathe wrong and I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. It was terrible. I hated it. So I got off all that stuff and now I feel so much more stable.
Yeah. I have a question. So when you go through menopause, does just the tampon stuff stop or does everything associated with your period stop?
Oh my goodness.
Actually, a good question.
Great question. Yeah, no, that is a valid question.
Wait. What do you mean?
A closer look with Scotty.
When you go through, once you're through menopause, you don't get your period anymore.
Well, okay, but what
you're technically, they say you're technically not through menopause unless you haven't had your period for one full year.
I got it, but you're saying there's, mood swings and all this, that, and the other.
You can still have that.
They're going to have that till the end of time, Scotty.
New stuff can start, like hot flashes and all kinds of other hormonal
more fun stuff.
Never have it easy.
But you're rid of the blood.
Period or non-period.
You're rid of the blood. That's it.
You're rid of the blood.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what the blood is, Scotty?
Yes, I do.
No. Okay. Let's continue.
Okay.
Well, I feel like he would have made.
No.
Gandhi. That's what I'm saying.
Her line just cut out.
The government was trying to cut you off, Gandhi.
You're being censored.
You're being flushed out. I know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scotty's getting skeeved out.
Once your body's done flushing.
No, I'm not skeeved. It is what it is. It's life.
You're so full of shit.
It really is life.
The little nervous tick of Scotty's that I've always noticed.
I'm not skeeved.
He starts playing with his face.
Nervous. All right. You know what?
When he's nervous, he does a little bit of this.
He did. He doesn't like period talk. All right, acid blood, blood talk.
When it's right before menopause, it's called perimenopause. And you could be going through that for years where it's like, I feel like it's a trick. It's like you think you're going through it, but you're really not. But you're having all the things and the hot flame, and then it comes back. And then it's so ridiculous. And some women go through menopause very early. And some people go through it later. And my body, remember when I had my breast reduction?
Yeah.
That forced me into early perimenopause.
No kidding.
Really? Yep.
Who knew?
I went to the doctor and I was like, I don't understand what's going on. And she tested a lot of things and she's like, it's so crazy that it happened right after your surgery. I'm like, I know.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy what things can do to your body.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinated.
It's really fascinating. Honestly, it's fact because I don't have those parts, so I don't know. It's probably much worse. Well, I know much worse for some people, right? Like Sam has debilitating cramps.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And I've never had a cramp in my life. So it's a cramp.
Deanna's over here like,
I'm so jealous.
Shocked.
I know. Diamond told me when we were talking about this, she told me she wanted to punch me in the stomach a few times just so that I could be
on the
same
page. Is that what it feels like?
It's horrible. Yeah. It's literally the worst thing ever.
Is it like getting hit in the balls?
She doesn't have balls.
How would she know that? She doesn't have balls.
It feels like someone's taking your organs and wringing them out like a towel.
Oh, God.
And also throbbing down there. It's just a lot.
Does it just come on all of a sudden or do you know it's coming?
Usually my period's regular, but it's not since COVID. The week before, I usually start getting cramps, and then it's bad for the first 2 days, and then it stops.
And does it last all day for 2 days, or is it on and off, on and off?
Yeah. It's on and off. The first day is usually all day, but...
Can you take
anything
for that?
One of my best friends wouldn't get out of bed for a week.
Midol doesn't work.
Wow. Yeah.
I took a Midol for a headache once. It vanished.
Is that why women are always saying, be thankful you're a guy. You don't have to deal with this stuff.
I mean, there are multiple reasons women say that.
Yeah. I don't think that's the only reason. Oh.
You get paid more than us, too. Not around here.
Just got cut off again. Imagine that.
Not around here.
What did you say? Well, repeat that, Gandhi, because we missed it.
The period police censored you.
Said men get paid a lot more than women do.
I think
once again, government interjecting on that does not like that comment.
You keep freezing. You keep freezing.
Women get paid 76 cents to the dollar for men.
Okay, we heard it.
Did that make it through?
We got it. We made it through.
Got through.
The government was trying to shut her up.
Except for here. That doesn't.
The man was shutting her down.
That doesn't work here.
So, Most places it does.
It's always Big Brother. It's never Big Sister watching you.
Exactly.
They don't want to know that they're getting paid more.
That's right. We'll just mess up with that connection.
All right, are we done for the day?
I think we're finished.
Yeah.
We can be.
Are we going to put a period at the end? Okay. Bye, everybody.
See what you did there.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.